Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about middle-aged women dating, men's income, and why I think a lot of guys have stopped dating, why a lot of women are upset that they can't date, and another reason why, again, dating is really suffering a problem. I'm going to get recording. We'll jump right into it, and we'll go from there. This is an article I'm going to read by a woman who's pretty ticked off that she's really upset that men do not want to date her, a 40-something woman, or why just men in general date younger women. And I have another article of an interview or a woman that wrote an article about talking with her male friend and his reasons for why he doesn't want to date a 30-plus woman. Which isn't middle-aged, but I've done two or three other videos on the 30 number seems to be a magical number on articles getting written today. I'm surprised they haven't tried to shift the number up to 35 or 40. But, you know, that's how the media works. Anyway, first I want to go over the loss of the day. This is a guy that made a post on Reddit, and he basically says, my wife wants a sexless marriage. She doesn't want to sleep with me anymore. And this is one of the main reasons why I say to men, do not get married. You're signing a legal binding contract where the woman doesn't have to keep up her end of the bargain, but you still do. If you don't hold up your end of the bargain, well, she can leave and she can take half your crap or a lot of your crap in many circumstances. Also, if you have kids, again, she gets custody 85% of the time. So he says, my wife wants a sexless marriage, so we've had some issues for some time, basically her not wanting to have sex with me. We had a good long discussion today, by which I mean I calmly talked while she got offensive defensive and shouted at me. Ultimately, she's now told me straight out that she just wants no more bedroom fun in the marriage. To me, that's not a marriage. It's roommates who share bills and mind kids, but she doesn't see it that way. I didn't have kids with my ex-wife, thank goodness. We were together for 8 years, the last three. I think we may have had a little fun in the bedroom, maybe a couple of times. Like, that was it. She had a lot of stress going on in her life, and instead of deciding to eat healthy and do exercise and meditation and other natural healthy ways to deal with it, she decided to take Zoloft and Ativan. I even remember the medications because we got in so many damn arguments about it. She took that, she turned into a zombie. And the few times that she said, yeah, okay, yeah, we can have some fun, I took her out to dinner, I romanced, I tried to make the mood all right and everything else with my wife, and we'd go back and she'd be kind of like, she'd do the whole, well, okay, just hurry up because I want to watch America's Got Talent or American Idol or one of those shows. And when a woman says, just hurry up, basically at that point she's telling you, look, there's no part of me that's in this. You just do it until you get done with whatever you want to do. And in the meantime, I'm going to be staring at the ceiling, counting dots on the tiles or whatever it is. That is one of the worst things that can happen to a man in a relationship, second to paternity fraud and being cheated on and being lied to, is the just do it and get it over with. So I know where this guy's coming from. And when you're in that situation, what are your choices as a male? Nada. He said, to me, that's not a marriage. Yeah, I read that. I can't live my life in a sexless marriage. I'm not even 40. We have kids and I don't want to leave and split up the family, which is the right thing to do. I feel so trapped. I can't have sex with anyone but my wife, and I can't have sex with my wife, and I'm not allowed to have sex with anyone else. Why do people do this? What do people do in this situation? Grit my teeth until the kids are 18? Cheat? F a professional? Even that wouldn't satisfy me, though. My wife doesn't understand that I don't want to just get my rocks off. I want to be wanted and desired by my own effing wife. Is that so much to ask? Apparently it is. F my effing life. Yeah, women don't understand that men bond a lot through their wives or their girlfriends or the person that they love, their willingness to give themselves to you. I can tell you now that if a woman came up to me and said, wow, you are an... Oh, we're in imaginary land here, right? Okay, so just so you know, my head is not this big. We're in pretend world now. If a woman were to come up to me and say, wow, you're so hot and interesting and funny and just, I want you to take me back to my place and ravish me. That makes a man feel good. That's saying, at least traditionally, women don't give themselves to everybody, just very select few people. So when a woman finds you so desirable and so so wanted that she says, you know what, here is this little prize I have and I've chosen you to give it to, guys really do, at least guys that are genuine and appreciative and wanting either a relationship or something with a woman, those guys will really appreciate it. That's really what makes them feel good. That's really what they want. Now, a player will go and hit it and quit it and be like, wow, she's really into me. Stupid girl. I just used her and I bounced. There are poisonous men out there too that'll take advantage of this. But what happens when you're in a marriage and she says, I don't want to give myself to you? Men either start assuming one of two things. Either number one, she's getting it somewhere else and I'm not the one giving it to her, because women, at least according to some of the surveys and studies I've read, women enjoy it just as much as men do. So to pretend like she's just shutting off a faucet for the next 8 years, nah, that's not going to happen. So men naturally assume that she's getting it somewhere else, or she's got feelings for somebody else and doesn't have feelings for him anymore. And number two, yeah, once that's gone, that's how I felt with my ex. I was with a roommate that we split half the bills, and she didn't really care about me. And I wasn't going to live like that for the next 20 years, and she wasn't going to change her medication. And that's why I said, I'm out. I'm moving on. It is not worth it anymore. And I'm not going to put myself in that situation. Women do not understand that the physical part of men being with women, again, it depends your age. Now, when I was a 24-year-old buck, I didn't care anything about the emotion of it. I just wanted to get in, have some fun, and enjoy myself. But as you age and as you eventually, at least in marriages, bond with somebody or have a girlfriend and start to bond to them, it's important to have that interaction. And when I did an article about the endorphins in the brain, it's a video I did maybe 6-8 months ago now. I read the science behind it and the way that the chemicals in the male brain, which is different than the female brain, the way that when a woman sleeps with a guy, if she hasn't had too many partners, she will emotionally attach with the guy that she's sleeping with. Men, however, can sleep with a lot of different partners and they don't get that emotional attachment, where women should and traditionally do, unless they have a lot of partners, and that fizzles out and it burns out and then they don't have the ability to bond anymore. But when a guy sleeps with one partner for an extended period of time is when he bonds to the woman. And I think that probably, at least in my assumption, and with a little bit what the article said, is because of the way that biology is set up. Males a lot of times have many, many partners because they don't have the risk of carrying a child and having to care for it. Their job is to spread the seed, and the female's job is to choose the right male, the selective male, the proper male, and then make sure that he bonds to her so that he will protect the youth and stick around. It's really interesting. If you haven't seen the video, I don't remember the title of it. You'll have to go digging through the... But anyway, this guy's just like, I don't want to just get off. I want this bonding with my wife, and she's refused it. And guess what, pal? Yes, if you do the right thing and stay in the marriage until the kids are 18, yes, you're a single man, basically. You're a provider now. If you go out and get something on the side, you know, if she finds out, well, that's the end of your wallet. If she decides to hook up with whatever guy that she's found behind your back, the one that she's probably sleeping with, you're screwed. And anyway, you're pretty much screwed here, bud. This is how way too many marriages are ending right now. There is no fidelity. There is no, hey, I made a pact. And, you know, it is what it is. That's why I say don't get married. So this guy's got a big loss coming. Quick promo for betterbachelor.locals.com. As you guys know, I've moved stuff over there. I'm going to keep this super quick. If you go to the communities tab and down, or on the left-hand side at the very bottom of the tiles down there, there's switch community. If you click that, and off to the upper right-hand side, there's a little thing that says discover other communities. I clicked that and I noticed here in culture, because it shows you everybody else that's joined the locals community. I'm just one pod in all of locals. If you click that and look over, the Rubin Report's there, Scott Adams, Tulsi Gabbard, Viva Barnes, Michael Malice. Some of these names may resonate with some of you guys that are into politics. My channel, right here, Better Bachelor, the Babylon Bee, Carpe Donctum is now over there, Paul Joseph Watson and Stefan Molyneux. There's a lot of really good people that have moved over to locals because of the censorship that's happening. So if you haven't joined me over on betterbachelor.locals.com, join me over there. Lots of content, free speech forums, and there are other creators you can find as well. Now, yes, they probably have a subscription as well, or a supporter button as well. But you know something, for less than a cup of coffee, you can support my work and I'd really appreciate it. All right, moving on. Main article here. So this is the first one I wanted to read. This is from a woman named Raquel. She says, men don't want a relationship with women over 30. And this is from last year or 2 years ago, but I still think it's sound. And I'm going to talk about this so I don't get hate as I'm reading the article, because I always seem to get hate. But the thing that women don't understand is that women have all the power in their youth, in their teens, late teens, in their 20s. They have all the power. They have all the power. They can go out, and if they selectively date and they choose the best guy they get and they're careful about who they sleep with and they can find a successful, hardworking man. And when I say successful, I don't just mean money-wise. I mean he's hardworking, he's got good values, he is happy to provide for his loved ones. I was that guy for a while until I got burned enough, and then I said, you know what, maybe this isn't the right way for me. But if I had found the right woman when I was in my 30s, or even in my 20s, I'd probably still be married today, but it didn't happen. So women have all the power when they're young. Men have zero power because they don't have money, at least most of the time, until they maybe get to their 30s when things start ramping up for them. They don't have experience. They don't have a good work history. They don't have a lot of knowledge about the world. They haven't established any societal power or any societal knowledge. So men are at their biggest disadvantage when they're in their 20s. Now, good proof of this, I am 48 years old, and I have dated anywhere from 18 when I was a younger man, 18 when I was maybe like 22, 23. I'm not dating 18-year-olds now. All the way up through, I've dated up to, I think the oldest I've dated is probably 42 or 43, just 1 or 2 years younger than I am. I've dated the gambit all across that range, and I dated that gambit, a lot of it, when I'm my age now. And I can do that as a guy because, number one, men do tend to age a little better because we're not just desired for our looks. Now, young women today do definitely are going for the Chads out there and do want to date for their looks. But we also retain knowledge, and we retain, and not that women don't, but follow me here. As we grow, we gather knowledge because knowledge is important to us. That's all we have as we gain age. We gather knowledge. We become smarter. We become more worldly. We become more comfortable in our own skin. We become better workers. We, you know, and men, since we are mostly desired for our strength, our power, our knowledge, our income, our ability to provide, our ability to protect, that's what men are mostly desired for. That doesn't go away with age. It only gets better with age. And with women, are women used for protection? Nope. Are women used for their income? Nope. Even if they make it, men don't get access to it most of the time because women don't date down and don't date men that don't make any money. What are women prized for? Childbirthing abilities, youth, for you know, the fertility, being attractive. And the thing is that many men find different things attractive. Some guys like, quote, thick with two C's girls. Some guys like thin, petite girls. Some guys like, I don't know, they have a bunch of different preferences, but I've never seen a man say, you know, I really like her, but you know something, man, she's too short for me, or she's too tall for me, or her boobs are too big for me, or too small for me, or whatever. Guys really don't have this hard, finite thing. It's just they like if she's attractive, which is usually a good hip-to-waist ratio for their desires, and youth. So women have all the power when they're young. Men gain the power. Is it fair? I don't know. But that's how the world works. Now, if the flip were reversed and men were used as man toys and women were the ones that were desired for their ability and their power and everything else, then maybe things would be different. Maybe I would be undesirable now because I might have one or two lines on my face. I think I'm doing okay for almost 50. And women would have all, and they would be wanted for their power. But it's just not the way it works. And if you want proof, look at Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is a little bit heavier woman. But she's a billionaire. Well, she's not out with boy toys. Or if she is, she's probably writing a check for it. But she doesn't have young men just wanting to date her. But if you look at Hollywood stars, and I mean, as a matter of fact, if we go back to my locals promo here, Coffee with Scott Adams. Scott Adams, I did a video on this as well. Now, I think he's crazy for doing this, but he married a model that's 20-something, and she is smoking hot. She's also, I think, a concert pianist, and she's worth $1 million or $2 million. So it's not like she came from Taco Bell and he's just, you know, her youth and his money. She's got a little means of his own. Now, it doesn't mean that if they go their separate ways, he won't get raked through the coals. But I give big props to Scott Adams, not for the marriage part, because I think he's crazy, but the fact that he's made himself he's the one that does the Dilbert cartoons, if you don't know. And he's a little bit of a political pundit now. But he's made himself a valuable man. And he's such a valuable man and such a popular guy that a hot 20-something-year-old model wanted to marry him. And again, she's got a little bit of means. Now, we'll see in a few years of how that turns out. But my point being is that men grow in power over time. I get attention from women that wouldn't have looked at me twice when I was in my late 20s. And now I have them reaching out to me. But the whole point is that men grow in power, women lose their power. So traditionally, women would finish high school, go to college. They would find usually a college man that was going to be hardworking, had a degree, would be a good provider. She would get the best man she could get. He would feel that he's going to get the best girl that he could get. They would get married and they were done. And they said, you know something, this is where I am in life. I am at a 4 or 6 or 8 as far as, well, you know, our lives together, as far as money and income and stability and all this other stuff. And that's where you were in life. Did the prettier girls have the advantage of getting the doctors and the lawyers and the, yeah, you betcha they did. But women were born with that advantage. The man had to make that advantage. No man is born a doctor. So the guys that were willing to work harder and make more money and provide more got prettier women. That's how it works. Well, now and today, women are saying, hey, but I make my own money. Doesn't matter to men. But I'm super smart. I have 3 gender studies degrees. Doesn't matter to men. Because again, they have to be the providers. So nothing has really changed. But women still want men to be traditional in that they make, I think the survey or the study showed that women want men to make 52% more than they make. Well, if a woman's making 100 grand and she wants a man to make 152 grand, you're shooting now for the stars. But are you star material? And if your answer is, well, no, then understand that. What is star material to that guy? A woman that is demure, that is reserved, that will give herself only to him, or at least if she's made a couple of mistakes in the past, still has the ability to fall in love and wants to be with this guy. And she hitches her wagon to his horse and off into the sunset they go. Until women understand this concept, they want a traditional man, but they don't want to be a traditional woman. The reason why it's worked out for a very, very long time is because men want that traditional woman. They want the youth, the beauty. And here's the thing, when I say youth and beauty, look, a 60-year-old man will find a 40-year-old woman very youthful and attractive. It just is. I've seen women that take care of themselves very well that are in their late 30s and early 40s that are still really beautiful, okay? But they have the looks. And if you say, but that's not all I am is looks, it doesn't matter. A man can say, I'm not just a paycheck and a provider. You know, it goes both ways. And I think a lot of people have learned that. Okay, let me read the article. Men don't want a relationship with women over 30. This is written by a woman named Raquel. This was the starting line of one of the many conversations that I had with an older male friend of mine. We typically had conversations about life, work, and relationships. Given his age, mid-50s, and experience level, he likes to take the time out of his precious day to educate me on men and women relationships. Let's first give credit where credit is due. He's been in far more relationships than me, plus he's lived with more women than I have men. He currently lives with his 20-something-year-old girlfriend. Okay, so notice she puts education in quotes and wants to kind of be sharp at him, yet she admits he's been in more relationships, he's lived with more women than she has men, and he's living with a 20-something-year-old girlfriend as a guy in his mid-50s. Yes, I would say he probably knows a lot about that then, wouldn't you, Raquel? On this occasion, he asked me this question, why do you think women over 30 are single? I gave him my answer. In my opinion, women in their 30s are single because they've matured and now have a clear definition of the type of men they want in their lives. They have no time for games, and as such, they want a man that is ready to settle down and raise a family together. Before I could finish my thoughts and analysis, he quickly dismissed them, opting instead to share his thoughts on the singleness of the 30-something-year-old woman. He started by saying that men didn't want a relationship with women over 30. Me, being a 30-something-year-old woman, took issue with this statement, but having a passion for vibrant discussions, I entertained his thoughts. Okay, let's pause there for a second. She says, we've matured as men, don't care, and now have a clear definition of the type of men they want in their lives. You're too late. Why is it taking you into your 30s, mid-30s, to have a definition of the man that you want in your life? That is way too late. Men figure it out pretty quick. I want a girl that is cute, hot, you know, down and willing to share her life with me. And even whether it's a player or whether it's a guy that wants a serious relationship, look, he wants someone that will kind of go along with his course in life, that will support him, that will be a companionship, not a friend. I don't think you need to be best friends with anybody. Be a companion, be a bedroom partner, and maybe be a good mom and a family member. And if you do that, to help around the house, to do some traditional roles. Is it a necessity? No, but that's what a lot of men want, and women have taken it away. She says that, but it takes her until their mid-30s to define what kind of man they want. They have no time for games. Well, we still like games. I'm 48. You guys notice that almost every video I'm doing here, I'm wearing my Tough Mudder t-shirt. I'm wearing it every day. Now, what I'm doing is I'm dunking it in a bucket of water, wringing it out and putting it over me and running a fan on me because I don't have air conditioning and it's 90 degrees outside. And this is a water wicking shirt. So I just dunk it, wring it, put it on, wear it for an hour or two with a fan on me to keep me cool. And then I dunk it and wring it and do it. And then when I go to bed at night, I shower and I change clothes. So yeah, this is kind of a stinky, sweaty, keeping me cool shirt. But the whole point is the Tough Mudder. I did a Tough Mudder at 46, 47 years old. It was an ultra marathon, crawling through mud, doing monkey bars and stuff like that. I have a couple of photos of it that if I can find, I'll post up here. And one of them, I dislocated a shoulder. Why did I do that at 48? Because I still like fun and games. Why do I ride a motorcycle? Because I still like fun and games. Why am I traveling across the country out of a stupid camper? Not a stupid camper, but a camper. Because I like adventure. But a woman says, I have no time for games. It's time to settle down and be serious. Guys don't want that. Even if they do want to settle down, they don't want the, I've got no time for games. It's time to get serious. No man wants that from any woman. We have a hard enough time at work and everything else to be serious. So she said, let's see. His thoughts on the singleness of the 30-something-year-old woman. The main thing keeping 30-plus-year-old single women, or women single, he said, is their need for perfection. He argues that women in their 30s want the perfect man, tall, dark, handsome, with his own apartment, a house, a flashy ride. He provided me a list of qualities that women over 30 wanted in their men. I'll read through this, and then I got a comment on it. The physical, women over 30 wanted men who, by their definition, looked good, dressed well, and overall carried themselves in a manner that they deemed fit. We want the tall, dark, and handsome. We would not give the shorter guy the time of day. We know this to be true. The education level. He also stated that we only wanted high-educated men, men who already had advanced degrees and diplomas. He said that we never wanted to date high school dropout or the guy that graduated from a trade school. True. Otherwise, women would be chasing after plumbers and carpenters and everybody else, but a good job. Women over 30, in his opinion, only wanted to date men in high-ranked jobs or positions. He said that we just wanted doctors, lawyers, managers, lecturers, and consultants, to name a few. We often, he said, ignored the drivers, the carpenters, the mechanics, and the plumbers. True. The rich. This includes men with money in the bank and investments, a beautiful house or apartment, and a high-end car. No woman over 30 wanted a man who took the bus or rode a bicycle. True. Family-minded. Perhaps the biggest gripe with us 30-something women is that we wanted men who wanted to settle down and raise a family. His view is that no 30-something man wants to get married and raise a family because marriage is too risky and kids are expensive. He said the older women put pressure on men to get married and have kids, so instead of taking us as partners, they avoid us, opting instead for our younger counterparts. Also true, I have been on many, many dates with 30-somethings when I was back, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I'd go out on dates with 30-somethings, and it's always like a job interview. So, I mean, literally, most of the time. So what do you do? even on dating apps, that's like literally the first or second question. How about what hobbies do you do? So tell me a little bit about your, nope. So what do you do? So what do you do? What's your job? And if you're vague about it, a lot of times they'll do follow-up questions. They want to peg down if you're an earner and if you make money, period. Now, when women do that, it's supposedly okay. But if a man says, what do you want most in a woman? And he says, I don't know, young and pretty. That's somehow evil. You women do the same thing, except it's not done with a picture. It's done with an interview. It is what it is. But do you hear us bitching about it? Yeah, sometimes we do. But we understand that it is what it is. And a lot of guys say, hey, you know what? I'm a carpenter, a plumber, or an electrician, and I make 60, 70, 80. Welder, I make 100, 120. Women still don't look their way. They have the money, but they may drive an older pickup truck because that's what they use for work. They don't have a flashy car because they don't want to waste money on it, right? And then they hear, oh, he's a plumber or he's a welder. Pass. Our jobs and our income and our status is our looks. And they grow in time, but a lot of times women still overlook them. So far, he's dead right. She says, now I will be the first to admit that he has some valid points. I'm using myself as an example. Although I see it from a different angle than he does. It doesn't matter what angle you see it as. You're a woman. You want to know why men, what men think, and you ask a man, and then you go, well, I disagree because here's how I see myself. It doesn't matter how you see yourself because you're not the one dating yourself. It's men. Just the way I say, well, hey, you know what? Maybe I'm only, I don't know, 5'6 or 5'7, whatever I am, and I may be bald, but I'm this and I'm that. Women will say, I really don't care. I see you as short or I see you as whatever. Deal with it. It doesn't matter how you view yourself. It's how the other sex sees you when they want to date you. She says, he looks at it from a superficial standpoint. Yes, that's how men are. His thoughts are that we want the perfect man, a man that has our complete wish list. I see it as us not wanting to repeat the mistakes of our 20s, as to having someone that we consider our equal, someone who's willing to settle down and live our lives together. But you don't want someone that is your equal. You don't. I've seen women that are 5'2" or 5'1" and say, well, I want a guy that's 6 feet tall because I want to feel protected. I want a big man. That's not your equal. That is taller than you. I've seen women that are definitely curvy saying, I want a man with a six pack. That is not your equal. I want a man that makes 150 grand, even though I make 100 grand. That is not your equal. All those things are better than you. You don't want your equal. And she says, now I see it as us not wanting to repeat the mistakes of our 20s. What mistakes are women making in their 20s? They're going around and sleeping with all the good-looking guys. They're not selecting men that are hardworking or are going somewhere with their lives. They're choosing the men that have already finished or crossed the finish line and they consider a winner, whether it's in looks or the athletics department or the money. So, and again, she wants Phil that had that was hung like a horse, and she wants Randy that was 6 feet tall, and she wants Billy that had the great six pack, and she wants Joe the doctor, but she wants all that in one man. It doesn't exist. Well, it does exist, but not for you. It exists. All women want that. And so that man has the choice of all women. It's not yours. You're not looking for your equal. That's your problem. Look for somebody that is your better, but admit it and understand that you're lucky to have him. Or take a man that is less than you and understand he's lucky to have you and will probably die on the hill that he climbed to date you for you. But you can't have all the mixed up attitudes. It doesn't work both ways. She says, if he'd stopped here, it would have been wonderful. However, he went a step further. He went on to tell me what men in our age group and older, men like himself, wanted in a woman. What men want in their women. According to him, men wanted women in their 20s. These women, he said, were unaffected by gravity. They still had firm breasts, nice firm round butts, and they were not fat and wrinkled. Additionally, he said their lady parts. I'm doing this for YouTube, so I'm going to keep it clean. But the parts that he's talking about, as far as the firmness and gravity hasn't taken over and fat and wrinkled, a larger percentage of women get that way as they age. Caveat. A larger percentage of men get that way as they age too. It takes work to keep hitting the gym and dieting and things like that. But as a man, as we get older, we do have the advantage of testosterone, which means that if I want to lose weight, I can just lessen how much I eat and work out. And because I have testosterone, I can work out very hard. And it is easier for me to lose weight than women. It is easier for me to gain muscle than women. So it's easier for me to keep a muscular, healthy shape than women. So we do have that advantage. But it, you know, men and women get heavier as they age. However, if you are an older person, man or woman, that keeps their weight down and stays fit and keeps their body in good shape and goes to the gym and keeps things firm, you both have an advantage. But let's face it, as women age, if they've gotten by on their looks for years and years and years, they may not start taking care of themselves in the gym and eating well. Men, we have to if we want to have a better chance at dating, because again, the women have all the choices, men don't. She said, I took issue with this for me because it's just not true. I'm not talking about the men's desires as a woman. I cannot speak to that. Instead, I'm talking about the features that he said disqualified us from being desirable. Never mind the fact that everything he listed was all superficial and shallow. As a 30-something woman, I am in the best shape of my life. In my 20s, I was skinny. A lot of guys like skinny. I had a flat ass and small boobs. Now that I'm in my 30s, my boobs and ass have gotten bigger and much nicer. Gravity has not yet taken its toll on me. Are they bigger because of fat? Or are they bigger because of the gym? There is a difference, and men will notice that. Furthermore, she asked him the generic question of why do men not want to date 30-somethings. He gave his answers, and she immediately pointed her fingers and his assessment at her. He was speaking in generalizations. He wasn't just speaking about you, lady. He was speaking about women in general. And as I said, I've gone out with 40-year-olds that have hit the gym and have taken care of themselves, and they are smoking hot. But that's not the norm. That's not the normal. As for number of sexual partners, why should this even matter? Most men are not asked to talk about the number of partners they've had, so I find it ridiculous that in this day and age, the numbers of men that a woman sleeps with matters. The only thing that should matter is her faithfulness to her current relationship. Okay, we've talked about this before. If the woman is the gatekeeper, the man is the key. A master key that can open all locks is very valuable, right? If I had a key that would open any lock in the world, I could just go up to a building and click, click, and hey, look at this, I can get in anywhere. Locked myself out of the car, click, click, hey, I can get in anything. A lock that can be opened by anyone is a shitty lock, okay? So one has no value, one is extremely valuable. Okay, women are supposed to be the gatekeepers. They're supposed to say, I only give this to people I'm attracted to and that I really like and that it's important to me. And maybe I want to get to know a little bit better, right? They're the gatekeepers. If you don't keep your gate, it is worthless. And so it does matter. And I've talked about the bonding thing already, so I'm not going to retouch that. So when they've given their gift away to a lot of guys, it loses its value to men. So it does matter. And the superficial does too, because all we are, I mean, as we age, again, we're workhorses, we're providers. It's what do we bring to the table? Women, what they bring to the table doesn't matter because we men don't get access to it. We just don't most of the time. Now, once you're married for a long time, maybe, but he did go further than the superficial, but not after I confronted him about it. He said that 30-something women came with relationship baggage, and that's because we could not treat a man right. I kind of have to agree with that one. The good, fun, like relationships that I felt where I was treated well, always 20-somethings, always. By 30s, women felt entitled. They felt that I should be lucky to have them. And I felt like I wasn't treated right. I was treated like an accessory or that I should be pleased to have her. They didn't put as much effort into the relationship as I felt I did. He told me of how women would compare their current partners to their past partners. I talked about that. Picking out the negatives in their current men and saying that he was just like so-and-so. For example, if their man left a cup of coffee out of place, they would call him lazy like their ex. He also noted that they were not as trusting as they'd been hurt many times before. Man, look at the dating profiles of the day. That is true. For him, that's too much baggage for an eligible bachelor to handle. As such, they went with the younger women that they could guide and mold in their desired partner. Big time. Big time. I have found that 20-somethings that look up to me as a mentor look up to me and they say, wow, you're smart and you know so much. Can you help me with this? And what do you think about that? What do you like? Well, I hear a lot of what do you like from 20-somethings. I don't think I've ever heard what do you like or what do you want from a 30-something. I just don't. She says, my final thoughts, I call BS. Well, of course you do, because he's talking about not you. You don't fit into what he wants or what 30s or older men want. So of course you're going to call BS. But if all women say they want tall men, is it right for me to say, well, I call BS. I'm 5'6". I have a lot of value. No, it just is what it is. For me, he wants and desires in a woman shouldn't be projected as flaws of the woman that he doesn't like. You like what you like, and we want what we want, and that's perfectly fine. Okay, then shut up. We're done here, right? Nope. That's what makes us unique. Trying to put down an older woman to justify dating a woman half your age is unacceptable. And this, in my opinion, is precisely what he's doing. He's not putting you down to justify why he's dating a younger woman. He's already justified why he's dating the younger woman in everything I've already read. It's just not you. You're just angry because you may be missing the boat with a lot of the men that you want. Sorry. Yes, there is an argument to be had that some older women are picky. Some? Maybe this is because of their past experiences. You mean like baggage, the exact thing he already mentioned? Changing tastes. Oh, like if you're changing your tastes, like you don't know what you want, is that from experience from all the men you've been with? Or a messed up view of what a desirable man is. Oh, so you have messed up views of desirable men. You used to chase the bad boys and the good looking ones, but now you've changed your mind. And because he doesn't want to date all that chaos, it's his fault? Shocking. However, the argument could also be had that their taste has evolved as they've evolved as an individual. Nope. Men from the age of 20 through, or 20, I think it was 22, through the age of 55 or 60. If you ask them what age of woman they all would like to date, what would be the age of your ideal girlfriend? You know what the age is almost universally? 22 to 24, across the board. If you ask women, it almost follows their age perfectly. They want someone much closer to their age. And as they age, it's much closer. Let's see. In our 20s, we are young and carefree, exploring life and discovering ourselves. So, of course, we will make mistakes in our lives, careers, finances, and relationships. So do our male counterparts. Yes, but it's okay. If you make a mistake in your life or your career or your finance, it doesn't matter to me because my finances are fine and my life is fine. You can be the little butterfly at 23 years old, flailing all over trying to find your way. I'm a rock. I'm good. That doesn't bother me. I just enjoy sitting and watching the pretty little butterfly. And it's fun and it's interesting. Now, again, I have dated 30 and 40-year-old women. I've had good dates with them. I've enjoyed my time with them. It's not saying that they're not worthy of dating. And he's not saying that either. He's just saying the vast majority of 30-somethings and older women that come to the table are too picky and are too fixed and have too much baggage. And here she's like blurting and bleeding and complaining. And this is the baggage that we're talking about. This is exactly it. You're trying to validate and justify everything. She says, we each have to live with our choices. Having a long wish list might leave a woman single, but compromising on one's desires can lead her into an unsatisfactory relationship that she grows to resent. What did she just say right there? She's picky. Well, if I keep my standards high, I have to because of what's happened. You are literally talking about the baggage he's talking about. You are showing us the baggage. You've opened up the suitcase and you're complaining right now is you showing all your baggage. Thank you for proving his point. As a 30-something woman, I am single and I'm okay with it. Okay. So what are you complaining about? Why are you angry? Why are you upset? Who cares then? If you're happy about it, okay. Oh, also, why are you single? Perhaps because you're too picky and you've got all this baggage and you're complaining? Sure, I would love to find my perfect partner. Perfect partner. But for now, I am working on me, loving me, building my business, creating a better version of me so when I find Mr. Right, I am the best version of myself. Mr. Right does not care about any of those things. Do you know when the best version of yourself was? When you were in your 20s, you didn't have a lot of baggage, you didn't have a lot of partners, you weren't angry about life. You were just kind of out there and, hey, I'm here and I want to have fun and I want to meet somebody that's interesting and I want to share my life with this one person. You can grow together. You can become your best person together. You can work on you love you, build your business, and create a better version of yourself while you're with somebody. And if you were a 20-something that found that great guy and settled with him and was happy with him, you have your whole life to better yourself. My mother and father have been married for like 55. Man, my mom would be really upset with me now not knowing her anniversary. They've been together a very long time. I think 55 or 60 years. When my mother met my father, he was an engineer at a company that made glass. He was a mechanical engineer. He met her. She was a secretary at the same company. He went on to get a degree in ceramics. She went on to become a teacher. She had to take courses to learn how to teach. She became a substitute part-time teacher. And then later on, she became a dental hygienist, and she had to go to school for that. Now, you may say, well, that's not exactly high aspirations, but it's what interested her. She didn't have any high aspirations. She just wanted to find something fun to do where she could work around other people that she liked, maybe bring in a little extra fun money for the family. She bettered herself. They did it together. It's okay to better yourself together with somebody. You don't have to show up and be perfect. I mean, if you think about it, back in the day, when two people met, they were both virgins. They hadn't had a bunch of partners. I mean, if you go back, I don't know, 40s, 50s, most of the time. So when they met, neither one had any experience in the bedroom. Guess where they got all their experience from? Each other. They learned what each other wanted. They learned how to please each other, and they were with each other. Crazy concept, I know. Now women show up and they're like, well, you know, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I can... Well, how'd you learn all that stuff? Oh, from the previous 50 partners I was with. Well, hey, it's nice that you know all that stuff, but, you know, no thank you. I mean, it's like learning how to become a race car driver, and you show up and you go, I'm a professional race car driver. Oh, by the way, here's the car that you're going to be getting, and it's a beat to F, whacked out, wheel falling off race car that's scratched and dented all to hell. I don't know about you. I'd rather have somebody show up with that brand new shiny race car and say, let's learn how to drive this together. And I'll drive it the way you like me to drive it. And I'll drive it the way you, and there's a partnership. But no, she's going to stay single because she's working on herself at 35. Good luck to you. She says, his words and assessments do not daunt me because I know there's something out there for me. Yep. And as you get older, that something gets worse. Sorry. And if not, I'm okay with it because my life is more than merely waiting for a soulmate. Okay. Let me know how your cat thing goes. Let me know how many cats you have. Good luck with that. I'm going to read this one too. I went a little long on this because I got to complain because women keep pretending like they're going to change biology and nature. It's not going to happen. You can run all the body positivity ads in the world you want. But the vast majority of men want thin, slim, petite, svelte, attractive women. And you can say, hey, big is the new bold and beautiful. Okay. Doesn't mean a man's going to like it. Just, it's like if I put out a campaign that said 5'6" is the new sexy height, women would be like, okay, good luck to you. Like, no, it just is what it is. You're not going to change biology. It is hardwired. And you can scream and holler at that all you want, but it's not going to change. Men like young, and if a woman's 40 and she may have a couple of lines, but if she's taking care of herself and her curves are nice and she is a great, interesting woman, there are men that will date that. It just may not be the doctor that is, you know, 42 with a six pack and is 6 foot tall. Your choices get limited. As men, when men are young, their choices are limited. The only problem is, and it's an X, right? Like men go up in value, men go up in value, women's looks and beauty go down in value. So it's kind of an X. Well, there is a point where those two cross. I don't know if any of you watched like old sitcoms or TV. There's a woman named Suzanne Summers, and she played a woman named Chrissy on Three's Company is the old TV show. Or way back in the 60s, I think it was in the 60s, I Dream of Jeannie. There's lots of old TV sitcoms that when I was a young guy, you know, I don't know, 14, 15, 16, going through puberty, I would look at a woman like that and went, wow, man, I would love to date a beautiful woman like that, knowing she'd never have anything to do with me. Even if she wasn't a Hollywood star, she would never date a knucklehead that was out in upstate New York, right? I looked at her and I was like, wow, I would, wow, I'd love to date a woman like that. Well, there's that X, right? Well, now Suzanne Summers is, I don't know, 65, 75, 70, whatever it is. And now I'm in my prime. I'm at my highest earning. I'm still in good shape. My face doesn't look like it got hit with a frying pan. And I'm doing okay. Now, if you ask me, would you date Suzanne Summers now? I'd be like, no, hell no. Because I can date more beautiful, more attractive, and better women. So now her value is lower than mine, where early on, her value was far higher than mine. It's that X. Is it fair to women? No. Is it fair to men? No. Young men, it's not fair to young men. It's not fair to older women. But you got to find that cross point. And as women keep waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, I keep using the wrong axis. As women keep waiting, their value goes down. As men keep waiting, their value goes up. Fair? I don't know. Ask a 20-year-old man or 25-year-old man how his love life is and dating life is. He's going to be like, dude, I play Nintendo or Switch, or I'm on computer games and I have friends. Women don't even look at me. Ask him if his life is fair. Now ask the 50-year-old woman, how's your dating life? Do you think she's going to say, oh, men are just tripping all over me? No, she'll say, no one ever really talks to me anymore. I don't get out on that. It's the same. It just happens at different ages. The difference is men are lucky enough. They have to suffer early and they can benefit at the end. Or women suffer at the end and benefit, women have to suffer at the end and benefit early on. It's life. Get used to it. But you can't out complain about it. You can't out bitch it. It's just going to happen. This is from the Irish Times by Tanya Sweeney. Before we get started, here is a photo of Tanya Sweeney. And I think, and I think I have another. And here is another photo of Tanya Sweeney. She's not atrocious, but she's not in her prime anymore. Older men's fixation with younger women really boils my kidneys. It's such a regular cliched occurrence that it barely deserves to be remarked on. Nonetheless, it still boils my kidneys. Hardly a week goes by without a middle-aged celebrity being photographed with a new and much younger girlfriend. Why? He's a celebrity. And celebrities are good-looking and rich and powerful. Last week, it was the turn of 56-year-old Russell Crowe, who was photographed kissing his alleged new girlfriend, Brittany Thoreau, aged 30. Thoreau is closer in age to Crowe's 16-year-old son, Charles, but sure, what of it? Like I say, an everyday and unremarkable occurrence through a celebrity's looking glass. The new couple join a pantheon of dad-bodied middle-aged men and their lissome millennial or Gen Z lovers. There's Leonardo DiCaprio, my personal hero, 46 years old, and his girlfriend Camilla Morone, 23. Dennis Quaid, 66, and his wife, Laura Savoy, 27, and Sean Penn and Lila George, 32 years his senior. Earlier this year, Brad Pitt, 56, was said to be dating 27-year-old model Nicole Poltoralski. Pitt has rarely been without a beauty on his arm for decades, but even so, he has fallen so readily into this time-honored cliche seems disappointing. Disappointing, but not surprising. When Keanu Reeves was photographed with his girlfriend, Alexandra Grant, who had gray hair and looked her age, 47, he was inundated with congratulations and backclaps as though he deserved praise for dating a woman his age. The thing is, he's still 9 years older than her. All right, let me pause on this for a second. All these men are attractive. Yes, they may have dad bods, but they're all attractive. They're Hollywood superstars. They are rich. They live in big homes. They're definitely providers. They're definitely mentors. They're definitely intelligent men. Well, I mean, as intelligent as an actor can be. And they have yachts. What young woman wouldn't be like, what? That, because when women see these men, they don't see a dad bod. They see a superstar. They see a provider. They see a money bag. That's what women, and yeah, the women would be a lot happier with a not a dad bod. But last I checked, Brad Pitt at 56 doesn't have a dad bod. He's still a good-looking gentleman, and he's rich as F, okay? So, of course, he can date a 27-year-old model. Now, when she talks about Keanu Reeves being stunning and brave dating a 47-year-old, which is still 9 years younger than him, this is her. Now, Keanu Reeves is dating. Now, she's still complaining that this woman is 9 years younger than Keanu Reeves. Look at this woman versus Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves looks younger than her, is good looking, is athletic. I mean, he still was rolling around on the floor and jumping over stuff in the latest what was that movie series he was doing? John Wick. Like, he's still in legit good shape. This woman is 2 years younger than I am. Has she aged well? I'll just ask you. She's 2 years younger than I am. Now, if I were to say, to show up with her and say, this is my girlfriend, people might ask, like, dude, is that your mom? Like, she's got way more wrinkles. She's got bags under her eyes. She's got completely gray hair. But if I show up something with a 20-year-old something, could they say, is that your daughter? They could. They could. But I'd rather laugh and say, no, it's my girlfriend with the daughter versus, no, that's not my mom. That's my girlfriend. I mean, let's face it. In the business where Hollywood is strangely obsessed with youth and where optics are everything, I can understand why a leading man, or indeed woman, wouldn't get involved with someone much younger. It telegraphs I'm still young and relevant, which is probably handy when it comes to career longevity. And they go into some research. The phenomenon is not restricted to the rarefied world of celebrity. In 2018, the Science Advances Journal published a study about aspirational pursuit of mates within online dating. Researchers looked at nearly 200,000 straight users and found that while men's sexual desirability peaks at age 50, women hit their prime at 18. Another study undertaken by the dating website OkCupid found that the median 30-year-old man spends as much time messaging teenage girls as he does women with his own age. Okay, so let's listen to this, right? Researchers looked at nearly 200,000 users and found that while men's desirability peaked at age 50, women's hit their prime at 18. Well, if these 50-something celebrities are dating women that are closer to 18, 20s, then the men that the women desired are those men. And the women that those men desired are those women. Where's the problem here? It's because this woman doesn't fit those demographics anymore, and she's upset about it. But what does this supposed fixation that older men appear to have on young women bother me so much? Is it because as a 40-something woman, it reminds me in the world of dating, women of my vintage have depreciated in value? Yes. Yes, that is 100% what it is. Because she noticed something. She says, in the dating world. So if she's in the dating world, she's being passed up by these powerful, good-looking, successful, rich men for younger. And there's nothing she can do about it. But again, what is the young man who's just out of college, who's trying to scratch some income together, that can't afford a car, that maybe has to ride a bicycle, that's ignored by all women, what can he do about that? Nothing. He has to work and give it time. The problem is, she can't work and give it time. She passed her time already. It's too late. Now, had she taken her own, maybe had she been one of those 20-somethings that was dating the rich and powerful and successful Hollywood actor, would she be bitching? No, she'd be perfectly happy. It's just she can't get it anymore. Sour grapes, basically. You get the idea. I'm not going to read down through the rest of this. She just kind of keeps going on complaining. But it's, you know, men have power. Men have income. Men have stability. Men are a rock. Men are a father figure. Men are a mentor. Men are the protector. Well-to-do. I don't know. I may be repeating some of these. That's what men gain as they get older. Yeah, we lose our looks. I was definitely a better-looking young lad than I am an old lad. But we still have all these other things that women still desire. The thing that women have confused is they think if they become intelligent and powerful and have a big income that men should appreciate that. We don't. We have that. We don't want someone that is just like us but has a vagine. We don't want that. We want youthful and fun and pretty. And when I say youthful, I don't just mean youth. The youth is part of it, and the firmness is part of it. But the youth and the firmness can be in someone that's older if they've taken care of themselves. But the problem is it's also the baggage. It's the I've dated this guy that did this, and you remind me of him. My ex did this, and you also do that. Therefore, you must be like my ex. And I've already had a man with a big Johnson, and I've dated a 6-foot tall guy and a guy with a full head of hair and this. I want that all in one man. That is the right man for me. Good luck to you. That's why she complains, because she wasted the sand out of the hourglass. It's not there for her anymore. And they're bitter about it. They just don't understand the way the world works. And And so you guys that are younger and say, oh, I just want, just give it time, man. I'm dating, I date way more and I have much better success at my age than I did in my 20s, even in my 30s. And again, I'm almost knocking on 50, okay? Just give it time to you younger men. And it doesn't mean get married and have kids. It just means if you want to date, it may come for you. And if you're a gal that is a little bit older, hit the gym, take care of yourself. Like, you can firm everything up in hitting the gym. And you know what? Hey, maybe, I don't know if you want to get some fake bobs and all that stuff, but just hit the gym, you know? That'll go a long way towards it and be fun. But women waste their youth and then say, oh, it's not fair because I wasted my youth. I can't waste my old age. But to the young man that went through his 20s and 30s and maybe didn't have any luck, is that any more fair to him? They just don't like it that the X is crossing. Guys, if you'd like to, oh, dating profile of the day. Holy cow, I almost forgot. Look at me go. Let me dig up a dating profile of the day. Sorry, fellas. I'll just, let me see if I have any that are edited here where I don't have to. Oh, this is good enough. Let me drag this up in here. Okay. I grabbed this one because I don't have a photo. I don't know if it has anything to do with what I'm talking about. 33. Let me do this right. And now for the dating profile of the day. All right. She's 33. She's straight. She says, you know what? Spelled you with just the letter U, and what is W-A-T. Yeah, this is starting out great. You type like a 16-year-old or a 13-year-old. You know what? You men treat us women like S on here. Pretend to like us for sex, pull out, ghost us, friend zone, control, block, expect us to do backdoor fun. I've been on here since I was 18. That's 15 years of dating on dating profiles. Still being effed over by you lot pretending. I've bled, been scared, cried, been trapped in a small room. You guys are horrible to us. You deflect, put us down to others. When it's you using and abusing us till where mentally I'll like I am now. Don't F us unless you genuinely love us. Thanks. None of you deserve to know me now. And she wrote this like leet speak, like a teen in, like a 12-year-old texting a friend. So she's been here 15 years. 15 years, is that right? Yeah, 18 to 33 is 15 years. And she's been screwed over by every guy here. What's happening? She's chasing the bad boys. She's chasing the good-looking ones. The ones that say, I don't want a relationship with you. They bang her. They use her. They dump her. And then she wants to blame it on all the bad men out there instead of maybe thinking your picker is the thing that is wrong. Your selection is the one that's shit. It's your problem. Not much more to say about that one. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Members get some member stuff for free. Supporters are going to get a ton more. I'm building Locals like from the ground up, and I'm just making it massive. There are a lot of other great content creators over there that you can support as well. And if you guys just say, oh, I'll just watch YouTube or join Rumble or all, The world's changing, man. Those of us that value our work and value our freedom, we're going into caves. We're leaving the field of battle. We're just going to go into cave where it's safe and we have our own little community in there. And I can talk about whatever I want and I'm the only moderator. I appreciate you guys saying, go to Rumble. Dude, go here. Look, hey, look what happened to Patreon. They removed conservative people. I've seen what happened to on YouTube. I see what happened to Parler, where Apple came after them or Amazon came after them to strike them down. I've seen all that stuff. I'm not doing it. Locals is where my stuff is going to be. YouTube or Locals. That's your choices. That's my decision. That's where I've decided to go because I'm going to protect myself. I'm tired of running around trying to dodge enemy shellfire. I'm going in my cave. I'm setting up my evil base, my evil genius, mastermind cave, and I'm gonna set it up the way I like it, and then I'm not moving, and then I'm done, and then you can come for me in there where I have all my defenses up. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, they're bitter because it's getting harder as they age. They had the easy life, and they put it off, and now they're not having the easy life. And men, it's the opposite. Men have the hard life up front, and then it's easy later. If you've ever heard of the Aesop's fable of the ants and the grasshopper, the ants worked all summer long storing their food and getting everything prepared for the cold winter ahead, right? They didn't have any fun up front. But when the cold winter came, they were partying it up and chilling out and relaxing. They had all the food. I picture them drinking a little cold beer droplets from leaves. They're having a good old time. The grasshopper, he laid about all summer long, didn't put any of his food away, and when winter came, he died. That's what's happening to these women. They have the opportunity to score great, wonderful men. Not perfect men, but great, wonderful men, and they let it pass by them. Then when they get to their winter, they're pissed because they're done. In the meantime, young men that work really hard, that become successful in life and grow their brand, they get choices in the end. It may not be fair for the women, but it's called biology, it's called life, and you just got to deal with it.